In this bustling city, where the potential and problems of Latin America are on vivid display, cars are everywhere. But here, when a customer lines up for fuel on a busy street corner, there is a good chance he or she will buy a blend of gasoline and ethanol made from sugarcane. It is the norm in a country where 8 out of every 10 new cars sold runs on fuel containing ethanol. Together, the United States and Brazil produce about 75% of the world's ethanol. But Brazil is the largest exporter and is the leader in biofuel research. Paulo Sateri is director of the Brazil Institute at the Woodrow Wilson International Center in Washington. He says Brazil welcomes the Bush administration's new focus on alternative fuels.
This is a rare instance in which, in a cooperation between a developed country and a developing country, the developing country is the one that brings the best experience, has an industry that is mature and has a lot to say.
Sateri says the Brazilians are pragmatic and know the growing interest in biofuels in the United States can only benefit their country. He says many here believe President Bush may be trying to promote a program that will prove popular with Americans and divert attention, even slightly, from the Iraq War.
In Brazil, there is a perception, the explanation about why the sudden interest in Brazilian ethanol, it is because a very unpopular president at home needs a positive agenda. He needs to get into some issues that are that can change his image a little bit at home.
There will be demonstrators in Sao Paulo during the president's visit, many of them from environmental groups, which fear small farmers will be exploited and protected land will be used for sugarcane cultivation. Critics here speak of a potential ethanol OPEC, but U.S. officials downplay the notion, saying the goal is to develop ethanol technology so more countries can get involved in production of a renewable form of energy. They say the U.S.-Brazilian agreement that will be signed on this trip is but a first step. One thing it will not do is lift the current U.S. tariff on imported ethanol. Eric Farnsworth, Vice President of the Council of the Americas, urges the Bush administration to reconsider the tariff.
The U.S. energy security would be enhanced by working more collaboratively with Brazil to develop and promote ethanol resources. Of course, to be most effective, the U.S. tariff on imported ethanol has to be reduced or eliminated.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has said the tariff makes no sense and has vowed to lodge a complaint during his talks with President Bush. President da Silva will make a reciprocal visit to the United States later this month and will become the first Latin American leader to visit Mr. Bush's presidential retreat, Camp David. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Sao Paulo, Brazil.